When the first commercial airmail pilot took off in Idaho in April of 1926, it did not take very long before a lot of people realized airplanes could actually open up our state to all kinds of possibilities. However, before Idaho could see any of those benefits, the Gem State would need airports, they would need runways, and pilots who could navigate hundreds of miles of desert and wilderness. A new Idaho Public Television documentary looks at the birth of flying and aviation in Idaho. Take a listen.
On the morning of April 6th, 1926, an old biplane is prepared to make history. Varney Airlines was racing to be the first fly a commercial mail route many believed was too dangerous. Find out how pilots conquered Idaho's rugged landscape and built a thriving economy and created modern empires with global reach.
Bill Manny, producer of the latest installment of Idaho Experience, Pioneers of the Air on Idaho Public Television, is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
So a lot of people may not know this, but Idaho has a very rich history when it comes to aviation.
Well, as you know, my new work at Idaho Public Television, I realized Idaho has a rich history in all kinds of different
right.
histories. But who knew that United Airlines and really the birth of commercial aviation started right here in 1926? In fact, not very far from where we're sitting right now, basically where the Blue Turf Bronco Stadium sits today.
That was a runway, basically.
It was the runway, and there was one hangar there. And in fact, in order for them to fly the airmail in 1926, they had to build an airstrip in 1925. And they didn't have much money, mm-hmm. and they really didn't have much wherewithal. So there was somebody from the American Legion who was a really big believer in flight, who organized volunteers to come down and pull the rocks out of that dirt field, pull the weeds, pull up the sagebrush, fill in the low spots. And so it was created basically by volunteer luck and pluck. Mm-hmm.
See, and there you go. Who knew? So what was interesting to me, I watched part of this documentary, and before, you know, the commercial airmail carriers, military pilots did this, army pilots did it. It was not a great system. So they decide to open it up. The U.S. government decides to open it up to private companies, and this is where Varney Airlines comes in.
Correct. Walter Varney, who mm-hmm. was kind of an air impresario. He was based in California. And it turns out that he was looking for an opportunity where he could make a lot of money and not have to compete too heavily. Well, if you look around the country, the air route from Pasco, Washington to Boise, Idaho to Elko, Nevada, there was nobody else who was stupid enough to try to bid on that route. And so he figured he could bid on it. His bid was for most of the profits to him instead of the government, and he got the contract.
Because nobody else bid on it.
That's exactly right. And so then he had to figure out how to do it. And that's kind of the story right. that we tell in the documentary. And I was I am new to public TV, and really the lead producer on that was Aaron Koontz, who did a fantastic job of kind of meshing all those mm-hmm. elements together.
Well, and I think what's interesting about Walter Varney, and this is I remember seeing a big plaque at the Boise Airport years ago mm-hmm. where it talks about Varney Airlines turning into United Airlines and really one of the birthplaces of one of the largest commercial airlines in the country started in Boise. And
yes.
I remember reading that thinking, really?
Why Boise?
Why? Yeah.
Well, in early 1920s, the government realized that it was going to hand off this job to private industry. And so they did bid these contracts out. And so in 1926, there were a number of companies that were racing to be the first. And Walter Varney just happened to get in the air before some of the other countries, but there other companies. But there were 20 or 25 of these air routes that started soon thereafter. What's interesting about Varney is after he sold out to United Airlines, he went on to create a passenger service, which was called Varney Speed Lines, which turned into Continental. And he also bought a struggling aircraft manufacturer company that later became Lockheed Martin. So this guy really had a sense for what the future was bringing.
I'm speaking with Bill Manny. He's one of the producers of Idaho Public Television's latest documentary, Pioneers of the Air. And this is it aired Sunday night, Bill, but people can watch it online for the next month,
yes,
correct?
Yes, so you can just Google Pioneers of the Air or go to Idaho Public Television's website and find it, and you can watch the streaming version. It's a 46-minute version, and at some point in the future, it will be trimmed down to 30 minutes. So if you want the full Monty, you should watch it now.
So let's talk about Idaho Experience, because this is a new documentary series. I think this is, what, your third installment?
This is the second installment in the second season, so
okay.
This is actually number five.
And where did this idea come from? Because this is the third time we have talked to you about certain documentaries you've done on this. These are really fascinating stories.
So I think, you know, people, Idaho Public Television is really well, really known for, you know, the Outdoor Idaho series, mm-hmm. you know, executive producer Bruce Reichert, and they just had another lush production last weekend on the Lost River Range in North Idaho or Central Idaho. And we have Idaho Reports, which is kind of the news and politics show, Marsha Franklin's Dialogue. But I think the folks at Idaho Public Television were realizing that there's this richness of content and history and storytelling in Idaho that those shows really weren't touching on. And so, you know, kind of learning from the American Experience documentary series that is, you know, a national series, mm-hmm. They realized there was an opportunity to be telling these other stories in a new and different way. And so they started it with existing staff, and now they've added me, as well as a future editor, mm-hmm. To be working on this exclusively.
And because going back to one of the ones that we talked about here on the air was with Melissa Davlin when she delved into the Chinese internment camps. And that history of the Chinese community in Idaho. And I've never watched something that went as in-depth.
Right.
As that did.
And the beauty of that show was she was able to follow a Chinese family in mm-hmm. Idaho City in the 1800s till today, right? The descendants of those folks who lived there and established a home in Idaho when it was so hard, given all the discrimination in the 1800s, and then find those stories and connect it back to today's story.
So how are you finding these stories and these documentaries to tell?
There is no shortage of ideas, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have a giant spreadsheet right now with dozens and dozens and dozens of ideas. I mean, imagine if someone said to you, you know, take Idaho's 150-year history and tell a story tomorrow.
And break it down in 30-minute increments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intimidating, right? I mean, there's flight, there's the Japanese, there's the story of the Minidoka internment camps, mm-hmm. many of which have been told over time through Outdoor Idaho and other shows. But there's this richness of history in Idaho. And, you know, Idaho is uniquely isolated because it's so far from other metropolitan areas, and that there's this story of kind of independence and self-sufficiency that kind of colors or a theme that follows through a lot of these stories. So right now, actually, we are in the process of figuring out what we're going to be doing for the rest of this year and into next season. And it's a hard job.
So do you have anything that you can talk about coming up next?
It's a secret.
I figured it would be, but I thought I'd ask.
But one thing we are doing that I wanted to note is we are looking for independent production. So if there are filmmakers, you know, aspiring filmmakers who want to be doing documentaries, we're really interested in hearing from them and working with them. The next show, which will be in February, is a story of a POW in Nazi Germany in 1942-1943. He was an Idaho soldier, and he came back and he told the story to a University of Idaho professor. Has taken his story and turned it into a documentary. It's immensely moving and touching, and so that's an independent production. We're working with that filmmaker. We're interested in hearing from others as well.
So if you are a documentarian or a wannabe filmmaker, do they just contact Idaho Experience?
They could call the station or send me an email or send Jeff Tucker, the executive producer, an email or a note, or give me a call and just call the main switchboard and ask for one of us, and we would like to talk to them. Absolutely.
And very quickly, Pioneers of the Air, it is still on your website online, and all I did was Google it. And
yep.
It's a great watch. It's easy. It's about 40 minutes.
It is 46 minutes, I think.
That's right.
And it'll become a 26-minute show at some point down the road.
Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Bill Manny.
Thanks for having me.